We'll go through these couple cases fairly quickly just to demonstrate examples. And then we'll spend the rest of our time going through your stuff and the Sarah Cannon experience. So how about this 58-year-old lady?
Yeah, so this is one of the first patients I treated with a checkpoint inhibitor. So she's a 58-year-old high school teacher, no family history, no past medical history, and unfortunately presented with de novo triple negative disease this spring. Multiple liver lesions, biopsy the liver lesions, it's triple negative, as was her breast, and it was positive for PD-L1 by the SP142 assay, which is what our pathologist had set up. So we started her around that time on the Impassion 130 regimen, now paclitaxel atezolizumab. She tolerated very well initially. She had a near CR on her first staging just 3 months later, and so we continued treatment. And then about another month later, she started developing diarrhea, which was new, some abdominal pain. We stopped the atezolizumab, did the usual workup for diarrhea, and her colonoscopy was read as consistent with checkpoint-related colitis, which put her on prednisone. Fortunately, her symptoms gradually didn't improve immediately, but gradually improved. Her son was getting married over the summer, so she made it very clear that we needed to get her symptoms to stop prior to that, which fortunately we were able to. We then tapered the steroids off after 6 weeks. She still was in a CR. We restarted the atezolizumab last month. Just recently, we stopped the taxane. She was starting to get a little neuropathy, and again, she had a CR. And so far, she's been doing well. It's only been another month. She still gets some diarrhea if she eats the wrong thing, but otherwise, she's doing well. So this was a overall success story for us with immunotherapy, the first patient I've treated outside of a trial.
Bad luck with that colitis, though.
Yeah, it's, the statistics say it's not common, but we definitely have
there
seen
it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I was going to say, it's just interesting, though, because the people who get colitis, at least in my experience, you get it, you treat it with a nice steroid taper, you're able to start them back up again, and they'll probably get it back again, and you just sort of do these,
really?
Do these pulses of steroids.
Repeated?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I know that it's, as long as it's not grade, 3 or 4, yeah, that it's reasonable to restart, but I haven't had experience kind of doing it cyclically. But
yeah,
you're saying that that's worked for people.
It's interesting, too, because once the patients have gotten it the first time, they know what they're looking for the next time around. So you usually catch it a little,
yeah,
bit sooner. But you do your slow taper, get them down to 10 of prednisone and, grade 1, and then you just go back again.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the challenge with this is you don't know how much the atezo is contributing, right?
Right.
So it's not as satisfying in the sense that you might have had a miraculous response to NAB,
right,
on its own. Although, since it was a CR and she had liver mets, you have to believe that it was somehow.
There are patients, she's treatment naive. Triple negative breast cancer is a chemosensitive cancer. So you're, again, points very well taken. This could all be chemotherapy. It's just usually that's not durable. So, time will tell with that. But you're right. We can't tell the relative contributions.